Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Sunday the 12th of July. The general synopsis at 1800, high just west of Rockall 1032, expected Fair Isle 1034 by 1800 Sunday. New low is expected South Fitzroy 1009 and Southwest France 1008 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east. Fair, good. North of Tira, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7. Fair, good. South of Tira, northerly or northwesterly 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5. Fair, good. East 40s, northerly 4 to 6. Fair, good. West 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in west 40s. Fair, fog patches at first in Forth, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Forth. Fisher, northwest 5 to 7, veering north 4 or 5. Fair, good. German Bight, northerly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 later in far southeast. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, northeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, northeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Fair, good. Biscay, northeast becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 later in far northwest. Showers, good. Fitzroy, north or northeast becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, northeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first. Fair, showers later in Seoul, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Shannon, southeast Rockall, northeasterly 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Rockall, northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first. Fair, good. Malin, southeast Hebrides, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Northwest Hebrides, southeast Bailey, variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Northwest Bailey, southwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, becoming moderate. Fair Isle, southeast Faroes, variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Northwest Faroes, southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 in far north. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. The weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north by east 3, 8 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Lerwick, north northwest 2, 13 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, northeast by east 2, 8 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northeast by north 1, 11 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Boomer, north northeast 2, 8 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Bridlington, north northeast 4, 1026, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 6, 2 miles, 1021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 5 miles, 1020. St. Catherine's Point automatic, east by north 4, 1020, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast by east 5, 8 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east by north 5, 1019. Scilly automatic, northeast by north 4, 7 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northeast 2, 15 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Aberporth, north 1, 6 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Valley, east-northeast 3, 30 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east 3, 16 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Valencia, east-northeast 3, 24 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast 3, 22 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Malinhead, north-northeast 2, 8 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Macrahanish automatic, calm, 5 miles, 1026, rising slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday. The general situation: a slow-moving area of high pressure centred to the north of Scotland will give light to moderate winds to the most northern and eastern areas. Further south and west, northeasterly winds will be stronger, with strong winds likely in the far south, and a risk of gales later on Sunday in some places. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first in south. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east or northeast 2 to 4. Fog patches at first in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in south. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Whitby. Thundery showers and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later near North Foreland. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 5 to 7, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northeast 4 to 6, veering east 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, near the Lizard Peninsula. Showers for a time in west, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northeast 3 to 5, veering east 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers for a time near Land's End, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, then increasing 6 later near St David's Head. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northeasterly 2 to 4, veering easterly 3 to 5. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northeasterly 2 to 4, veering easterly 3 to 5. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mullough Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable later. Fair, good. Shetland Isles, northwest veering north or northeast 3 or less. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's it from Radio 4 for tonight. If you haven't heard the news from Miami, we can finish on some good news. England won the football 2-1 after extra time, and they're in the semi-finals of the World Cup. We'll hand you over to the BBC World Service after the national anthem and the Greenwich chime signal for 1 o'clock. If you're staying up a bit longer, don't forget Radio 4 Extra continues through the night on DAB Radio and BBC Sounds. Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. Lisa Costello will be opening up the shop for Sunday. Until then, this is Richard Evans at Broadcasting House in London, heading off home and wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. The US launches more airstrikes against Iran as Tehran says it shut the Strait of Hormuz again. What next for the diplomatic efforts to resolve this? The Trump administration issues subpoenas to several journalists after an article questioned how safe the new Air Force One is.
They're going after reporters to reveal their sources, and that is an absolute violation of the First Amendment rights here in the United States.
England make it through to the semi-finals of the World Cup with a 2-1 victory over Norway. We'll get the latest on the wildfires ripping through southern Spain. And we're in the western Canadian province of Alberta as people there consider breaking away.
I think we're all very worried that Alberta's politics could be consumed by this forever if it's a little close, and it looks like maybe there's a trend towards separatism.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US military says it started another round of airstrikes in Iran after Iran's Revolutionary Guards closed the Strait of Hormuz following a confrontation with a vessel. Iran accused the ship of using what it called an illegal shipping route. Andrew Ochieng has more details.
A statement from the Revolutionary Guards said the ship had switched off its systems and was endangering maritime security, but had stopped when warning shots were fired upon it. The IRGC say the vital waterway will remain closed until the US ceases its interference in the region, as they put it. They have also threatened to target what they called new regional enemy bases if they are attacked. Iran continues to insist that the memorandum of understanding signed with the US last month gave it control over traffic in the strait. The US disputes this.
Truck drivers who deliver humanitarian aid have been protesting in Gaza.